Emotional resilience is one of the most powerful mental tools a person can build. It determines how you respond to challenges, how quickly you recover from setbacks, and how steady your mindset remains during stressful moments. In a world full of uncertainty, strengthening your inner stability is no longer optional, it's essential for long-term well-being, confidence, and overall life satisfaction. Resilience is not something you are born with, it is learned, practiced, and reinforced over time. And the great news? Anyone can develop it, regardless of their background, personality, or current emotional state. Let's break down what emotional resilience really means and how to cultivate it in a practical, sustainable way. Keycap 1: What is emotional resilience? Emotional resilience is your ability to adapt to stress, manage emotions effectively, and bounce back from difficult situations stronger than before. It doesn't mean you never feel overwhelmed, sad, or anxious, it means you recover instead of staying stuck. Think of resilience like a mental muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it becomes. The stronger it becomes, the easier it is to handle life's challenges without losing balance. People with strong emotional resilience think clearly under pressure. Stay calm during problems. Control emotional reactions. Learn from experiences instead of collapsing under them. Approach difficulties with flexibility instead of fear. It's not about avoiding stress, it's about transforming it into growth. Keycap 2: Understanding your emotional patterns. Building resilience starts with self-awareness. Before you can strengthen your emotional responses, you must understand your existing patterns. Ask yourself. Heavy checkmark: What situations trigger my stress? Heavy checkmark: How does my body react when I'm overwhelmed? Heavy checkmark: What types of thoughts take over when things go wrong? Heavy checkmark: Do I tend to avoid problems or face them? Many people experience stress because their automatic reactions take control. Emotional resilience helps you switch from reacting to responding, a conscious, empowered approach. Common emotional patterns that block resilience include catastrophizing, imagining the worst, overthinking details, fear of failure, perfectionism, difficulty expressing emotions, relying on external validation. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to changing them. Keycap 3: Managing stress with emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is one of the core components of resilience. It refers to your ability to manage emotional intensity so you don't get overwhelmed. Effective emotional regulation techniques include heavy checkmark breathing exercises. Deep, controlled breathing reduces cortisol, the stress hormone, and activates the nervous system's calming response. Heavy checkmark grounding techniques. These help redirect your focus away from worry and back into the present moment. Heavy checkmark naming your emotions. Simply labeling what you feel, I am anxious, I am frustrated, decreases emotional intensity by up to 40%, according to neuroscience research. Heavy checkmark cognitive reframing. This means consciously shifting your interpretation of a situation from negative to balanced. For example, instead of, I can't handle this, try, this is difficult, but I can take it one step at a time. Small mental shifts create big emotional stability. Keycap 4: The role of self-compassion. You cannot build resilience if you constantly criticize yourself. People who treat themselves harshly tend to break down faster under stress. Self-compassion means speaking to yourself with kindness, accepting imperfections, allowing yourself to rest, understanding that mistakes are part of growth. Studies from Harvard and Stanford show that self-compassion reduces anxiety, improves problem-solving, and strengthens emotional stability. Try this daily practice. Place your hand on your chest and say, I am doing the best I can. I deserve patience and kindness. This small affirmation can gradually reshape your emotional resilience. Keycap 5: How social support strengthens resilience. Humans are not designed to face challenges alone. Strong social connections make us emotionally stronger. Support doesn't have to be huge, even small positive interactions build resilience. This includes talking to a trusted friend, connecting with family, joining wellness groups, sharing emotions in a safe environment. Studies show that people with strong support systems recover from stress nearly twice as fast as those who isolate themselves. Healthy relationships act like emotional shock absorbers, helping you stay steady during chaos. Keycap 6: Building a healthy mindset for long-term stability. Emotional resilience is not an overnight transformation, it is a mindset shaped through daily habits. To strengthen your inner stability long-term, practice gratitude. Train your mind to focus on what's working, not only what's wrong. Realistic optimism. Not toxic positivity, but a balanced outlook that